Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi there. Welcome to Bias Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. In general, China is exclusive to foreigners. Up until now, only 72,000 foreign immigrants living in China. Compared to the size of this country's population, it counts for nothing. And there are two major places that are mainly chosen by foreigners to settle down in China. One is Guangdong Province. The other is Yunnan Province. And the capital of Guangdong Province is called Guangzhou, which is also a hub for African people who unprecedentedly build a community on the ground in this city. And slowly, they could become the first immigrants that would truly integrate themselves into China. In my personal impression on foreigners in China, African people speak the best Chinese with perfect pronunciation and some with authentic accent from different Chinese regions. And they are easier to get along thanks to their innocent nature from an almost heritage-free continent. In China, I've met African people doing different jobs. Businessman, dancer, DJ, consultant, photographer, writer, and so on. Because I have a friend who is working as analyst on China-African relationship in Beijing. My friend is a British white woman who had some genius idea of establishing herself as the unique white who mediates between Chinese and African. You'll understand later why I said so. To understand China-African relationship, you need first to figure out whether Chinese are racists. In general, compared with America and Europe, the answer is no. Chinese are not racial. However, Chinese are snobbish. That is to say, they would not despise you because of your skin color, but later on, when they gradually get to know you, they'll treat you by your wealth. The illusion left by the history which still prime the Chinese people inland who has never met a foreigner before his or her life is that foreigners are rich. This impression dates back to Opium War, when the West invaded China in Qing Dynasty. Thus, generally speaking, when you arrive in China as a foreign stranger, you'd be well received with some privilege. And this is the first stage. Then the prejudice came into being when Chinese have recognized the hierarchy made by the UN. Namely, the underdeveloped country, the developing country, and the developed country. So Chinese begin to understand not every foreigner is rich. Snobbery is a kind of human nature, right? Yeah, deep down, Chinese people are snobbish. They treat you well, not because you're white, but of the impression that the white are rich. They don't respect you, not because you're black, part of the impression that the black are poor. You'll come across this kind of prejudice when you meet Chinese people who grew up in cities, who knows a little, but just a little, sort of half-educated. Unfortunately, the number of them is not small. This is the second stage. The third stage is due to the pragmatical nature of Chinese people. Neocolonization, or whatever you call it, is true in a way to define China's posture in Africa now. And I asked a graphic designer from Benin, how does he view the Chinese over his place? After discussion, both of us agree that both of the sides are clear that Chinese want African resources and African want Chinese speed. So this is purely business. If you view it from this perspective, you'll understand why Chinese feel ridiculous when the political or moral opinions intrude in the discussion. Because business only understands one language. At the same time, Chinese find the local African are so hard to cooperate. The language, the working style, the attitudes, and so on. That's why they bring their own stuff to this continent. Meanwhile, send some Africans to China to be trained under Chinese education system. Then could be a future good employee with lower payment compared with sending a Chinese overseas. You see? Still business. You only do business with someone on the equal footing, as both sides know what they exchange for. Or else, you can just rob them. And that's mainly what Europeans did in the past. So, comparatively speaking, let's be fair. China is not that bad. By the way, like Russian chauvinists, some African tribal patriarchs also treat Chinese as pushover. So China is regarded low as a threat than its neighbor countries. Also, in the eyes of the snobbish Chinese, it's a place only for making money, and the rest is none of their business.